The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room. This is Red Pill Politics. Patriots and subjugated masses. Welcome to the Red Pill Politics Show. It is Sunday, October 8th, 2023, and it is my sincere pleasure to be spending Sunday with all y'all. Thanks for tuning into the Red Pill Politics Show here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our new schedule obviously puts us right smack in the middle of things here on Sundays now. I hope all of the followers from the Saturday late night shift will come along and share along here at the new slot on Sunday. Really like it. Settling right in nicely. And welcome. Welcome. Hope you all had a good week. Feeling like fall out there up here in the Northeast, man. Things are starting to change. Colors are starting to come out. Really feeling like fall. And it has been for a few weeks, actually, but good stuff. Lots of farmers markets. I'm sure everyone's stocking up because I only remind you every single week that you better be secure in your own food supply. And right now it's time to do it. Middle of harvest, there's no reason you shouldn't be out there. Get together with your neighbors. All right, go. Don't be bashful. I'm telling you, so many people sit there and wonder and have regrets. And, you know, it never hurts. To just talk to people, ask questions, you know, make friends, grab business cards, you know, like you go to a farmer's market, most of those people have business cards, right? As you're poking around in there, grab their card, get their number, get together with your neighbors, pull together your resources and let them know, say, hey, you know what? We got a little, buyer's club on our street here. And, you know, rather than going in and buying, you know, 10 pounds of potatoes, we'd like to come in and buy like 400 pounds. And what can you do for us? And you would be surprised. They don't want to throw this food away. They work very hard to grow it. They want to see people buy it, eat it, and use it. So, you know, it doesn't hurt to ask. It does not hurt to ask. You can probably drive right out to the farm, build a relationship with these people, and put it up. Can. It's not that hard. I really recommend that if you've got the ability to in the room to store it, that's an investment. Buy a few canning supplies, really ain't that much. Canning jars occasionally wind up being a commodity and kind of scarce. And when things really do take a turn for the worse, when things go sideways and the stores close, and they're starting to, just as I said, can only loot a store so many times before they close the doors, stop sending trucks just for people to steal it. Right, then you're not going to be able to find canning jars everywhere. So get on it while they're available. Get those farmers markets, build those relationships, and be secure in your food supply. So one thing that I remember, some things from my grandfather, and this is one of them. And it's, at the time when I was a child, it didn't quite make sense. It seemed, oh, wow, Grandpa's quite the rebel. But he said the most defiant thing you can do to government is to be able to feed yourself. And it took years of me pondering that for it to finally sink in exactly what he meant by that. And of course, this is a man that fought in World War II, lived through the Depression. And boy, I heard so many stories and things that to this day, you know, almost on a daily basis, things pop into my head that were words of wisdom from my grandparents, and that being one of them. most defiant thing you can do to government is feed yourself. So there's that. So here's what's on the agenda. All of you people that want to make America great again, you've been labeled as terrorists, and Hillary Clinton wants to start up a series of formal re-education deprogramming camps for you. She loves you so much. Yes, indeed, we're going to talk about that. Maybe get your opinion. Things are popping off over in the Middle East again, Israel and Palestine, lobbing bombs at each other at a time where this country is sending over $223 billion per day over to Ukraine. You got the old print machine going pretty good. And if you ever take a look at the debt clock, you'll see we're in a lot of trouble. It's an unserviceable amount of debt. I don't know who the hell they think is going to pay this off. It certainly isn't us. There isn't enough vassals out there. There ain't enough jobs out there to pay and service this debt. All right? I wonder what they're going to do. Ooh, we'll forgive the debt, but here's a little chip for you. How about some digital currency? How about we hook up your entire digital life to a smart meter into that little digital chip that you carry? We turn you on and off and prevent you from harming yourself. Make sure that you always know what the government needs you to do. Yeah, we're heading that way. Rocket's heading right towards it. But at a time where we're spending that kind of money in Ukraine, what makes you think they're not just going to turn the print button on over in Israel? How many billions of dollars could they soak up right now? And, you know, the bombs are lobbing back and forth at each other out there. Who do you think supplied them? They're going to need more bombs. And what do you think is going to happen? How long do you think it'll be before we're sending more of our military might into other nations? Right, to the point where we've got nothing. Our military is already in disarray. General Milley, that insignificant piece of dreck. Right, he's just one example of the direction our military is going. Look at what Biden did to the strategic oil reserves. I mean, those are there in case we are attacked. That's for national security. What if all of a sudden, you know, all the nations of the world did an oil embargo on us and just stopped sending oil? You know, we've got to have something to keep things going while we shift gears and prepare for the dilemma. Well, we don't have that anymore. What Biden did was treasonous, just to artificially, we're always talking about artificial scarcity and what that does to price, you know, creating shortages. All right, well, that's precisely what Biden did. This is treasonous, what he did. And he gave our sweet crude, that's the stuff they ain't got a lot of sulfur in it. We got among the best crude oil in the world here in the United States. And he sends the good stuff to our potential enemies. And we get the crap back. And that artificially keeps gas prices down compared to what they should be. We had a free market system, you wouldn't believe it. So, yeah, how many billions will we send over there now? I'm curious. We'll talk about it. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals finally got some good news. All right, we chalked one up against the gender cult here. It is both Tennessee and Kentucky. All right, they're banned on really the grooming and the predation upon children by the state and by the healthcare system, by the education system, all the gender surgery and all this transitioning, the hormone blockers. They said no, and the Sixth District Court of Appeals agreed. So this is going to open up, hopefully, the floodgates for states across the union to make what should be obvious. I mean, it should be obvious, you know, leave the kids alone. at the ages that they're talking about, these kids aren't thinking about sex. They're thinking about Tonka trucks and baseball, fishing. They're thinking about normal kid things. What are they going to do at recess? I wonder what crap they're going to feed us for lunch today. You know, they're not worried about whether they should cut their penis off. Seriously. This should be common sense, but as a society, our morals have been degraded so severely by big government. We need to stop adopting their values because they are valueless. Get back to the family. Anything that's good came from a nurturing family. All right. So those are a couple of things we're going to talk about. You know, let's start right out. And we kind of, in the last show, we talked quite a bit about the First Amendment. And that just seems to be the case, is it is under direct attack. The censoring and everything is all still alive and well, hot topic. It's being legislated and debated. Censoring is killing this nation. And I'll say right now that if the independents in places just like Republic Broadcasting Network, right, we are listener funded. We do not take big dollars from the corporations. We don't beg for permission on what to say, what not to say. If it needs to be discussed, it is openly discussed and debated on this network. And the forces that be would much rather see RBN not exist. The same machine that went after InfoWars, that went after Bannon in the war room. I mean, all of them. Mark Dice. I could sit here and list off, you know, 100 podcasters out there that were brutalized by violations of the First Amendment. And that's going to continue. But they're so afraid of us. So afraid. And I love watching them in what is pretty much a near panic is resonating throughout the progressive machine, because the wheels really are coming off their cart. It may not seem it because of their brutal authoritarian policies and attitudes on everything while trying to make themselves sound benevolent. But they're losing some of their own members now. Obviously, the Republicans, the real conservatives, and then the establishment rhinos and everything are, you know, hopefully they leverage this. So far, they've been, almost complicit. In fact, actually complicit in many cases. Standing down is a form of treason, if you will. All right, to intentionally stand down in the face of this stuff is crazy. But right now, Hillary Clinton's out there squawking about MAGA. All right, just last week, I think it was last week or the week before, the FBI came out and said that these MAGA extremists and domestic terrorists, we've got to watch them. All right, so they're actually dedicating time to monitoring and knowing every single one of you that supports making America great again. You know, I can't wait for the tethers between Trump and MAGA, if you will, because MAGA has a potential to be a movement, and it should be autonomous. It shouldn't be guided by one individual. Maybe he inspired it, but a movement is not tethered to one person. In coming, you know, I was a Trump skeptic for a long time. I wasn't always a big fan. His never really was. I'm still not a huge fan of him. But the reasons, he is the perfect wrecking ball to come in and deal with these people right now, happen to be some of the characteristics, the personality flaws that I had with him as far as an individual. He's a little gritty sometimes, yes. He's a brutal businessman, yes, but at the same time, you know, this arrogance that he has in this. I mean, he just gets, you know, when you lie to him or embarrass him, and he's embarrassed by all this court stuff for sure. But he doesn't go back and cower. He goes back, doubles down, and comes right back at him. And that's what he's been proving here. And I expect if there's any legitimacy, any integrity left to our voting system, he will win handily. You know, 70-80% probably. I mean, there's so many people that have just had their fill with big government. And I feel myself compelled to support him, and not him the person, him the president. Because if they can get away with doing this to a president, absolutely everyone else is threatened. If they can get away with it with him, I don't know if they will. But yeah, so a couple weeks ago, MAGA, the movement, are being portrayed as domestic terrorists. This week, Hillary Clinton comes out, and of course all the mockingbirds and prostitutes are chorusing. It says that, you know, they're a programmed cult. They're programmed by Donald J. Trump. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so, because I'm for making America great again, and I don't take my marching orders from Donald Trump or really much of anybody. I observe what is to be observable, and then I make my own decision on what I will say, how I will act. All right, so I don't take marching orders from politicians. That's not a good practice for anybody. But that's not how I run things. And a lot of people feel the same way. There are those where, you know, they're going to be a Trump fan, and unless he gets up on stage and eats a baby, you know, they're going to keep supporting him no matter what. You know, I don't know that that's a good idea. Show support when it's deserved. You know, get the response that you deserve. Remember when he talked about doing away with due process? We got to have reasonable gun control. It was right out on the heels of another shooting. But he came out and actually said the words of do away with, you know, due process has to take a back seat to making children safe or something. I can't remember exactly word for word what he said, but putting aside due process was what screamed out to me. And that I took him to task for. That cannot be allowed. You cannot just put aside due process every once in a while when you get emotional. Or when the progressives come out and start chirping and screeching, and you just, you can't handle it anymore. You don't give in. Let them chirp and screech. That's what they do. No, you're not having our guns. Remind them, if they want to eliminate almost overnight these mass shootings in schools, arm and train all the staff and teachers. It'll never happen again. Some lunatic, because you can't legislate for evil or crazy. All right, you can't take all our rights because, you know, there's a couple of nut jobs out there in society. But what you definitely can't do as a step in the wrong direction is make us defenseless against these aggressors. So there's absolutely no reason why they couldn't put that policy right back in place. Start teaching the gun safety course in high schools again. Make sure your staff and teachers are trained. You know, gunman walks into the school, they're going to get piled up outside in the parking lot. They ain't going to get your kids. It's Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back after these brief messages. Stay with us.
do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge. And I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMontrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Happy Sunday, everybody. It's Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. RepublicBroadcasting.org. Point your browsers here. Make sure they're in your favorites. And check out the other programmers. Lots of good stuff going on, okay? Find something you like. Share it around. Listen. Download the MP3s right on your thumb drives. Bring them to work. Share it around. And definitely hit that donation button. As I mentioned earlier, we are listener funded. I'm here right now because of you. So please donate what you can, even small donations. All right, these small one-time $20 is nice. If you can do $5 a month, many of the subscription services are like that now. It's a very small amount that goes a really long way. So support the network if you can. And I personally would love it if you would also do the same over at redpillpolitics.tv. We always throw out a live stream on our Rumble channel. You can find that at our website, or you can just do a search on Rumble, and you too can join in. We want to get people active here. If you've got resources and links that you want to share, you plop them into the comments so that these videos travel as a resource together. Okay, so please do get involved. Post your information in your comments and add to the discussion. And, of course, give us a thumbs up, if you will. All right, that definitely helps the algorithms. And show up a little bit higher in the feeds. All right, we need some new people out there. Right now we're averaging, like, for every 100 people, 50 of them are new. About 50% are new and unique viewers. So every time we get those numbers, and I like that. It means that we're not preaching to the choir, and there's new people being introduced to the information. So help spread the word and the links, and get subscribed, give us a thumbs up, all that good stuff. So, yeah, getting back to you domestic terrorists out there that want to make America great again. All right, the feds are now watching you. All right, not that they weren't already. They're just coming out and saying it now. All right, so relax. This has been going on for a while. But now they're going to make it sexy and newsworthy, you see. They've targeted you, pointed you right out. Hillary Clinton's out there beating the war drums, and then the prostitutes regurgitated that over and over and over again. All right, they're going to, and what does she mean by this? A formal deprogramming. Formal. The word formal stuck out. That there has to be something that's done to break this group's will, to break their mind, their will. And they're not talking about a tiny, minuscule, extreme minority. This is what you really focus on this for just a minute. I don't know what the real numbers are, but I'm telling you, at least half of this country, the individual Americans out there, identify with MAGA. If given a choice between making America great again, small government, you know, the whole nine yards, or the progressive doctrine, they're going to fall in the MAGA camp. And the numbers, all those rallies where Trump shows up, 10, 20, 30,000 people, and those are just the ones that can make it. There's 10 times that back home. All right. They're the majority. If they can maintain this type of mental control over you, and let's face it, they have. They absolutely have, America. Because also the majority of you have been sitting on your hands in silence. I mean, so far, so good. How many of you got vaccinated? How many of you wore masks? I mean, I am someone who I never wore one. Never. I was the one that trained the Walmart greeter. Sure, about half a dozen times, oh, sir, would you like a mask? And I usually just ignore them. And I walk through without making a comment. No. Don't ask again. And pretty soon they didn't. I trained them. But no, people are compliant. They're putting up with a lot right now. I mean, they're taxing you into oblivion. They're trying to force you out of your vehicles, force you out of your homes. They're molesting your kids. I don't care if they're literal physical perverts or intellectual perverts. They're molesting your kids openly. And people are not in the streets. So you're going to put up with a lot. I'm not sure how much more, but you're going to put up with a lot. I mean, will you put up with this? You've been targeted by the FBI. Clinton now would just love to add you to the people around her that suicided themselves. All right. How much are you going to take? You're the target. They've said so. And your response? I wish I had some cricket chirping queued up here. That's probably going to be what it is. I personally would be on the phone with each and every one of my legislators in my district. Let them know that you are not going to be targeted by the system, and demand to know that you are going to get a follow up, because you're not actually going to get to talk to your Senator Warren or whatever. You're going to talk to a staffer. But demand a response. on what they're going to do to the people that are attacking us just because of the way we think, because our opinions are different. Call them out. Go to their campaign events. This is something I love watching. If you go and watch, track down the videos of these progressives on the campaign trail, they're getting heckled and called out. We'll be right back in a moment. Got another break coming up. It's Red Pill Politics. You're listening to Republican Podcasting Network. See you in a minute.
Is it conspiracy? Do shadow hands run democracy? The edges speak of a lie, shrouded in secrets and mysteries. Bloodlines of history, they sit at the top, counting all the gold they have robbed common men. They put their puppets in. Then pull the strings, simple whisper, sleight of hand, twisted evil plan. Is it too much to believe?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Sunday, everybody. It is October 8th already. Can't even believe it. There's going to be snowflakes flying pretty darn soon. But hey, we're going to enjoy the nice weather while it's out there. Let's move along here. Wrap up our chit chat here about the new MAGA terrorist. This really does drive home the fact that there's such a desperation to not ease up or lose ground right now, because I've said this so many times before, if we all stop, if government calms down, the people calm down, and then they just observe and take a look at the cage around them, just take a moment to actually think about things rather than react out of mere emotion, everything falls apart. This all falls apart. People are going to want justice. They're going to want their constitution back. The constitution is imperfect. There's nothing in this world that is. But it did lay out a set of processes, three branches of government, and the mechanism for us to make corrections. As long as we are observant, constant vigilance is what was required. And that's not what we delivered. And, we got the government we deserve because of it. But if we stop for a moment, take a breath and look around, they're in a heap load of trouble. All right, because everything that they stand for right now is antithetical to the Constitution and individual rights. It's all about collectivism, right? A collective for the collective. And they talk about diversity, but it's absolute BS. It's nothing but talk. They're not about diversity. It's about collectivism. And then government putting itself in a position where they're the ones who anoint rights. Rights come from God, period. Government is a creation of the people. Where else in the real world, in the working world, can the employees go in and just insult and thieve from their bosses? Nowhere else. All right. Understand your role in this and get active, because this is not going to slow down. But this shows the desperation. They have got to double down again on dissenting views. And this MAGA as a movement, and they're desperate. If you watch, it's always, they make that relation. They've been doing this, not for months, for years, to associate Trump to MAGA. They did the same thing with the show committee on J6. From a Stop the Steal rally to an insurrection. They just said it so many times. Do you remember even one instance where the prostitutes referred to that event as a Stop the Steal rally. What started as a Stop the Steal rally turned into, you know, chaos or whatever. Yeah, it was bad things that happened. There's people there. If you committed a crime, you deserve the punishment that your jury of your peers gives you. But that was not the intent of the event. That wasn't the tenor, the tone. That wasn't the purpose. It was a peaceful assembly seeking redress of grievance regarding election integrity. And what we have is a system, our employees, if you will, our servants, trying to tell us that they're going to make it illegal and you will be treated punitively should you question this. Never question the elections. We got it. Stalin said it isn't, you know, who votes it, who counts the votes. That was very true. So are we going to tolerate this when they come after, say it's not even you? And I always said that your first time that you stand up, finally stand up for against tyranny, it's the odds are it's not going to be your door that their jackboots are on. It's going to be your neighbor's. So are you going to stand up when someone else has the state thugs after them? Then you got something. I mean, almost anyone, a homeless street dog will eventually bite you if you corner it. So defending yourself when they're attacking you, you know, although it isn't intuitive to everyone, look at that liberal that got stabbed to death. His girlfriend stood there and watched. All right. Some people don't defend themselves, I guess. So it's not a blanket comment I can make now, can I? But most people will. Oh, I don't know. When they come after one of your MAGA friends, will you stand and defend them? Of course, based on the situation, there's nutcases out there, too. And they're in every group. Feds in every group, too. Don't expect they're not in this movement. We already know that they are. I don't know. You better be firing off some scorn at your Congress critters. You know, what in the heck do you call this? And like I said, it's not a minority of people. They literally targeted a majority of America. And they're trying to make you sound small, hoping that when they are beating on your neighbor's door, that you sit inside your home and keep your head down. You shut up and not do anything so that they can incrementally do this from door to door to door to door over however long it takes to get rid of you who are asking too many questions. You who will refuse not to audit the government's own doings. We'll see. It's coming. It's here. All right. It's not on its way. They announced it already. So be ready. It's coming. All right. Now the ongoing saga, which is Israel and Palestine. From a geopolitical point of view, all right, and that's, I just got my geopolitical hat on here, and what is best for America is I don't think we as a nation or a president should give blanket authority to support any action from any nation. As I said, there's lunatics in a population out there. Evil and crazy people exist in the numbers. Some of them run countries. So for us, from a geopolitical national security point of view, should we give blanket support to any nation regardless of what they do? Is just asking for trouble. That nation will go out and be the bully, thinking that it can get away with it. And my big brother will come into my defense should I get in trouble. That's not national security when you get sucked into endless wars all over the world, anywhere in the world. It is not a good thing. It's not good policy. Like I said, with what Trump said about due process, if all of his supporters say, you know, that's not the thing to do. When the evil and the bad materializes in front of you, resist it. Let them know. I don't support that. That being said, you know, Israel and Palestine have been lobbing bombs back and forth at each other forever. And the United States sometimes offers a little bit too much support to the actions of Israel. I mean, what happened out there, and don't get me wrong, I believe there are regular people that just want to raise their family and otherwise be left alone by their government, just to be happy and raise their family, uneventful, mediocre, you know, lives. And they're happy with that. That's what they want. And that's what they deserve. Everyone deserves peace and the liberty to just, you know, be comfortable. This is what I got. This is my family. I love my family. I just want to go to work, support my family, and that's it. And that's great. And those people exist throughout the world, all nations, all religions. And we're just the regular people of these nations. Now, the religious war that's been going on forever in this region, to, you know, I don't think it's ever going to stop. I don't think it's ever going to stop now. And what we've done, again, we've provided so many arms, and Biden's really catching a lot of flack for this right now. Is, $6 billion he just gave to Iran 3 weeks ago. And they're saying, oh, there you go. That's where your $6 billion went. The Taliban seeking permission from Iran to go through their territory to go and support Hamas. Do you think they're going to get loaded up with any military armament along the way? Look at how much was left over there in Afghanistan. Where do you think that's rolling to right now? All right, Israel is a nuclear nation. They've already gone on record and said, should Israel fall, every nation in the world will burn. So right now, regardless whether you fall in one camp or the other, and to me, it doesn't really matter. The reality of the situation is there's a spark in the powder shed. And what should be happening, and it's a great segue into one of my other topics, which is the Speaker of the House. And who should be the Speaker of the House? I'm going to share who I think should be the Speaker of the House. And I think my solution would probably solve a lot of other problems that we have, especially with spending. But yeah, I mean, we have got a nuclear nation, and there's been a lot of bad stuff that's happened both ways. The bombs are rained down in Israel, the attacks on Israel, on Hamas and the Palestinians. You know, it's been going on forever, like I said. But right now, they are so agitated. And the things that Hamas did to some of the civilians out there, you know, going after innocent people is not cool. It is just not cool. There's folks, a lot of them were literally a peace rally. Something that this world needs a little bit more of is peace. But the brutal videos that came out of there, that is not cool, like I said. But what we don't need to do is send more weapons. We do not need to send weapons over there. That's not going to do anything. In fact, what we need to do is get, if there is any such thing, talented diplomats who will try to throw a little water on that fire right now. As I talked about emotional responses earlier in the show. Emotions are high. People are frazzled over there right now in terms of what to do. Well, releasing nuclear bombs, I don't think is one of those things, but is a possibility. So regardless of what side you're on, if you choose to pick a side, understand this. Nuclear exchange right now in this situation, it would be catastrophic. It's not going to be limited to the area. That's something that I think Israel's already made perfectly clear. All right, they're not going down. And if they do, the nations of the world will go down with them. So I'm really, at this point, cooler heads should prevail. I don't think there's a golden key, a golden situation, a set of words that could be shared that will stop the tensions and the warring that's going on there. I think there's always going to be tensions. But somehow, some way, we have got to bring calmness to that situation, because America cannot handle what's going on. We already can't handle, even without Ukraine and Israel. Strictly from a financial point of view and what they've done to our economies, the greenness and all that, is a monumental thing for us to throw that monkey off our back. But now with the added sincere, profound distractions of what's going on, the instability in these two areas, this is not going to be good. All right, war, hate, we've been bathed in it, and we exude it. I don't know about you, but driving around where I am, is you're driving through the traffic and people happen to glance over and look at each other. I mean, the people of the world hate each other, I think. They're so damn beaten down, they trust nobody. You don't want to make eye contact with anybody. Everyone around you seems to be an adversary. It's the way people look at each other. I love it. Way up in one of my favorite spots to bow hunt, way up in New York, upstate New York, and everybody, when they drive by, they wave to each other. Always. And you go to the local general store or go down and have breakfast in the morning, and it's very social. People talk to each other. Even a stranger walks into the room. Howdy, stranger. That's what I'm talking about. And these people aren't absorbed in a lot of the trinkets and shiny things of society today, popular society. I don't know. But you know what I do know is we got some callers online, so we're going to get started on that. I'm going to get everybody in this morning. Mike from Arizona. How are you this morning, Mike?
Yes. Good morning, Dave. I've been listening to you for the last couple of weeks or so, and you had mentioned some things about the border, our U.S. southern border, and I'd kind of like to bring up a couple of items of about things that have happened that don't seem to be reported on in the news media. I have this first news article. It's from the Border Patrol. It's cbp.gov/newsroom. And it was from back in the 25th of August, and at the Otay Mesa, California crossing south of San Diego, that the smugglers were firing at a Border Patrol agent, that he was trying to disrupt the smuggling attempt. So the smugglers and a group of people had come across the border. They fired at the Border Patrol agent, and then he backed off and called for reinforcements. And then when the reinforcements went in, they started firing at them too. And then everybody skedoodled back across the border. So it's just one news item that I haven't seen too many people report on. It's there at the Border Patrol's website and their press releases. So, and I have another one. This is from September the 7th. It's Blaine Sector Border Patrol agents rescue three people stranded in mountains, and it's Blaine, Washington. So oftentimes we're getting distracted by what's going on our southern border. And they got a rescue 911 call, and because the Border Patrol was there with a helicopter, they went in and rescued people from off of this mountain in Blaine, Washington.
Well, you might have caught one of the shows where I was talking about the same issue, is that we took our eye off the fact we got a northern border, but they had caught someone that they'd thrown out of the country before, smuggling in illegals again, and this was through New Hampshire and Vermont. So yeah, we've definitely got a border up there that's quite porous as well.
Yes, absolutely. And the a couple of terms, and I'm seeing this how it's being played out. One is called an inflection point, and the other one is called a rally point. Now, an inflection point, if you could imagine in your mind, you're going through an S-curve in your car on the road. So you turn to the left to go to the first swing, and then when your wheel comes back straight before you go to the right side, that place where the wheel comes back straight again, that would be called the inflection point. So you're shifting from one side to the next. And that can also be applied in many other ways, militarily, in a battle or something, where you come to the point where you're going from the defense into the offense.
Hold your thought for a minute, Mike. We got a break coming up here, and we'll finish up on the other side. This is Red Pill Politics. You're listening to the Public Broadcasting Network. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.